أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها، قل لله المشرق والمغرب، يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. Soon the foolish among people will say, what has turned them away from the Qibla on which they had been? Say, O Muhammad, Allah, to Allah belongs the East and the West. He guides whom He wills towards the straight path. We are reading the verse number 142 of Surah Al-Baqarah. The second juz has started, Alhamdulillah. What is the connection of this verse with the previous verses? In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the religion of Ibrahim, Millati Ibrahim, is the best of millats and the easygoing and flexible. And similar is the case of Islam. Islam is the best of religions and very flexible. So now Allah is mentioning the virtue and fadilat of Qibla-i Ibrahimi. That Qibla of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Kaaba which he made, is the most virtuous Qibla. Also, just as turning away from the millat of Ibrahim is foolishness, similarly, turning away from the Qibla of Ibrahim is also foolishness. These verses are regarding the tahweel and turning of, changing of the Qibla. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah Munawwara, he had made an agreement with Ahle Kitab, the Yahud, and they had become his allies, and he was very nice and kind to them, and he loved to bring them closer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him to face in the direction of Baytul Maqdis, because that is the direction which they faced in their prayers. And this continued for 16 to 17 months. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the direction to Ka'batullah Sharif. Reality is that original Qibla was Ka'batullah Sharif in Makkah Mukarrama, and Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem, was made Qibla temporarily. Ibrahim alayhi salam and prophets before him and after him used to face Kaaba. Then Musa and Isa alayhi salam were instructed by Allah to face Baytul Maqdis. And then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam came, and the Qibla and direction was turned towards Ka'batullah Sharif in Makkah Mukarrama again. Now when the Qibla was changed, some people objected that why are these people changing the Qiblas? Why don't they stick to one Qibla? Well, with regards to the matters of Qibla, there were two extremes. Some people did not give any importance to any direction, while others thought that a direction has an inherent sanctity, and they would not accept any change in it. Islam, being on the middle ground, does affirm the need for a direction, a Qibla, to create a unity among the Ummah and have a uniform orientation. However, the main point is command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change the Qibla when He wants. There is no inherent sanctity for one direction. The directions east, west, north, south, all belong to Allah. What is important is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ummah has been moderate in the sense that it is far from the extremes of other religions. This, you know, moderate nature and being just and fair and upright has been given to this ummah. So the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abided by the instruction given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the qibla. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now in this verse telling the sahaba-i kiram, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that qibla is about to be changed and some foolish people will object upon you. The benefit of this information is that when you tell someone before something is going to happen, then the person is ready to face that. And he is not suddenly taken aback by the event that takes place. Also, in order to prepare the answer and the reply for the objections which are to be made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse that soon some foolish people will say. Sufaha is plural of safih, and safih means someone who is of foolish nature, from who commits stupidities, who does wrong things and idiocy, is called a safih. Qurtubi said, some ulama have said, as-safihu al-bahatu al-kadhabu al-muta'ammidu khilafa ma ya'lam. A person who slanders a lot, lies a lot, and deliberately does stupid things, and he knows that what he's doing is wrong and still does it, is called a safih in Arabic language. Who is meant by this sufaha'u minan nas? There are three opinions. Some say the reference is towards the Jewish community of Medina Munawwara, who dislike the changing of Qibla and turning towards Kaaba. They would not believe in abrogation. They would think that Muhammad should have faced our Qibla of Baytul Maqdis forever. In fact, they took it that the last link that bound Islam to Judaism was broken. And they were intensely mortified by this changing of Qibla. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this information beforehand that this is going to happen. Be prepared for it, O Muslims. Number two, some say that it was revealed regarding mushrikeen. Because mushrikeen, the idolaters' policies of Makkah, when found out about the changing of Qibla, they said that he turned away from the direction of his forefathers and now he's come back to it. So he will come back to their deen as well, and come back to their beliefs as well. Soon he's going to come back now. And number three, some say it was about munafiqeen, the hypocrites who used to make fun and mockery of Muslims, that they will start making fun of your Qibla. So be prepared for that. And the ayat could be on umum. Razi has said this, and Imam Nasafi has said this, that it could be on umum, that all three groups could be included. مَا وَلَّاهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. What turned them away from the Qibla on which they were, meaning Baytul Maqdis. قِبْلَتِهِمْ, Qibla is الْجِهَةُ الَّتِي يَسْتَقْبِلُهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا صَلَّى لِأَنَّهُ يُقَابِلُهَا وَتُقَابِلُهُ. The direction which a person faces when he prays, because he faces that direction and the direction faces him, that's why it's called Qibla. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. Tell them to Allah belong the east and the west. Meaning the cities of the east and the cities of the west all belong to Allah. So no town, no city has the, you know, is mustahiq and desire to be the Qibla alone all the time. Because all directions belong to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the direction and information There should be no objection on Allah. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Whoever He wills, He guides to the straight path. So, in His infinite wisdom and in accordance to His universal plan, He guides whom He wills to the straight path. So, it's all in His hands.
وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا.
And in the same way, we have made you Muslims a community justly balanced, so that you may be a witness unto mankind, and that the messenger might be a witness to you.
وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ.
And we did not appoint the Qibla towards which you were facing, except so that we may know those who follow the messenger from those who turn back upon their heels.
وَإِن كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ.
And surely this change was burdensome except upon those whom Allah guided.
وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ.
Allah is not such to let your iman go to waste.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Indeed, Allah to mankind is very kind and very merciful.
وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا.
And in this manner, we have made you a community justly balanced. In this manner, Imam Nasafi said, مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ الْجَعْلِ الْعَجِيبِ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ. That in the amazing manner which we have done things and given instructions, we have made you as well a justly balanced nation. Tafsir Khazin writes that this is ma'toof on what Allah mentioned before regarding the istifa of Ibrahim.
وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Allah said,
Allah is saying, وَكَ اصْطِفَاءِ إِبْرَاهِيمْ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ. As we chose Ibrahim, we made you as well a moderate and a just nation. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi says that as Kaaba is the middle of the earth, we have made you a middle nation. Middle nation meaning below the prophets and above the other nations. So Ummat is in the middle. Others say, كَمَا جَعَلْنَا قِبْلَتَكُمْ وَسْطًا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Just as we have made your Qibla in the middle, between east and west, it's in the Middle East, so we have made you a middle nation as well.
أُمَّةً وَسَطًا.
Wasat over here means, could have one of two meanings. Number one, wasat means best, because خَيْرُ الْأُمُورِ أَوْسَطُهَا. And قَالَ أَوْسَطُهُمْ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْ لَا تُسَبِّحُونَ. يعني أَفْضَلُهُمْ وَخَيْرُهُمْ. So wasat is used for khair and best as well, to be made you the best of nations. In one riwayat, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَنْتُمْ تُتِمُّونَ سَبْعِينَ أُمَّةً أَنْتُمْ خَيْرُهَا وَأَكْرَمُهَا عَلَى اللَّهِ. You are completing 70 nations and you are the best and most noble in the eyes of Allah. Also, in Surah Ali Imran, Allah said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of nations who have been brought out for people. So, Ummat-e Muhammadiyya is the wasat, meaning best. Number two, it could mean mutawassitatan, medium, meaning bayna al-ghuluwi wa taqseer. You are between exaggeration and falling short, because both are wrong. The Nasara exaggerated with regards to Isa alayhi salam, calling him God or son of God. And the Yahud fell short with regards to Isa alayhi salam, calling his mother, na'udhu billah, Zaniya, fornicator, and calling Isa an illegitimate child. And Yahud changed their deen and fell short with regards to the commands which were given to them. So Allah said, you are between that exaggeration and falling short, ifrat and tafreet. So that litakunu shuhada ala nas, we made you the best nation or middle nation, so that you may be a witness unto mankind, and the Prophet can be a witness over you. Witness unto mankind, one tafsir is that in Maidani Hashar, this ummah will testify for the Anbiya alayhimus salam, and they will be a witness over the other nations. Bukhari narrates from Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu that Nuh alayhi salam will be called and asked, did you deliver the message to the community? And he will reply, yes, of course. But his ummah will be asked, did he deliver message? And they will say, no, ma ja'ana min bashirin wala nazir. So Nuh alayhi salam will be called, who is your witness? So Nuh alayhi salam will say, ummah of Muhammad is my witness. So we will come forward and we will say, yes, Nuh alayhi salam did deliver the message. We are testifying on behalf of him. So they will ask, what knowledge do you have? And we will say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us, sent down Quran, and in Quran there is Surah Nuh, and the whole story is mentioned, and Nuh alayhi salam did deliver the message, and the nation of Nuh alayhi salam will have to accept our testimony, and this is shuhada'a ala nas, any linnas, ala over here is for lam, and linnas la, can be used in place of lam as well. Number two, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi said, shuhada'a ala nas mean yashhadu ba'dukum ala ba'din ba'd al-maut. Some of you testify for others after death. One hadith says that a janaza passed by and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wajabat, wajabat, wajabat. And then another passed by and said, wajabat, wajabat, wajabat. Necessary, necessary, necessary. Sahaba asked, what is necessary? And he said that for the first janaza, you said good things, so Jannat is good, necessary for him. And for the second janaza, you criticize, so dozakh and fire is necessary for him. Antum shuhada'ullahi fil ard. You are the shahid and testifiers of Allah upon the earth. So, shuhada is general, even in this dunya, you know, this ummah is shahid and witness over other people. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Rasul will be shahid and testifier and witness over you. He will testify over us. And he was watchful over us. He was informed of, about our a'mal. And he will testify for us or against us on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ. The qibla which we appointed for you, meaning the jihad, which we, the direction which we told you to face, Baytul Maqdis, we only appointed that direction so that we may know who follows the messenger and who turns back upon their heels. This was a test, and a test of character, a test of faith, a test of belief. لِنَعْلَمَ. Number one, Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu wajhahu is reported to have said that لِنَعْلَمَ means لِنَرَى, so that we can see. Because Arabs use ilm for ruyat and ruyat for ilm. Like alam tara kayfa, yani alam ta'lam. Have you not seen how Allah dealt with the people of elephants? Meaning, have you not known? So, ruyat and seeing is used for knowing, and knowing is used for seeing. So Allah means over here, illa lina'lama, we know, meaning we can see, and we can see for certain. Number two, second tafsir, Nasafi said, لِنُمَيِّزَ, so that we can distinguish between the two. And number three, some say, لِيَعْلَمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَأَتْبَعُهُ. لِنَعْلَمَ means, we, means Rasulullah and the Sahaba could know, because Allah knows everything, before and after, مَا كَانْ وَمَا يَكُون. So Allah did not need to test them to know. Allah knew what was going to happen and what reality is. But he means that Rasulullah and the Sahaba know that who follows Rasul and who turns back on the heels. And this is, it is narrated that there were some people who renegated when the Qibla was changed. They say, what type of a deen is this that is keeps changing the Qibla and there's abrogation in it? So Allah said it was to distinguish these people so that Allah can see and everybody can see the reality. وَإِن كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ. Indeed, it was very burdensome except upon those whom Allah guided. Imam Nasafi says that وَإِن كَانَتْ يَعْنِيَ التَّحْوِيلَ. This changing. And this changing was very hard. لَكَبِيرَةً يَعْنِي شَاقَّةً. Very hard. Except upon those whom Allah guided. For them it was easy. Because they knew that it is Allah's command. It was so easy that many of them were praying salah and they were informed during salah after they had performed 2 units of the 4 and they were in the 3rd unit that Qibla is changed. So they turned around. And you know, this happened in a place in Masjid Bani Salima that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had faced Qibla, Ka'batullah. And one Sahabi prayed with them and he was going past this area and the people had not yet known. So they were still praying northwards towards Jerusalem. And the Sahabi who passed by said, oh bhai, my friends, the Qibla has changed. Wahi has come down. So they were in the 3rd rakat in ruku and there were 3-4 followers. So the Imam, the leader, turned around from north to south. And the Muqtadi's followers also turned around. And this was their obedience. That whatever Allah says, they were ready to do. They turned around in during the salah. This is illa ala alladhina hadallah. Wama kana Allahu liyudhi'a imanakum. And Allah is not such. And that masjid was named Masjidul Qiblatayn. Wama kana Allahu liyudhi'a imanakum. Allah is not such to abandon and waste your iman or let it go to waste. Meaning, your iman, your belief in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and your confirmation of him, and your ittiba and following of him, and whatever he says you do, this is your strong iman and belief in the Prophet. He will not let this go to waste, because inna Allah bin nasi la raufur rahim. Allah is very kind, very merciful to human beings. So when he is very kind and very merciful, how would he let go your iman go to waste? And included in this is the salat towards Baytul Maqdis. Bara ibn Asif radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah prayed towards Baytul Maqdis for 16-17 months and then the Qibla was changed. So some people objected that there are people who died while they were facing Baytul Maqdis. Qibla was not yet changed. So what will happen to their salat? So Allah said their salah was accepted because Qibla was that at the time. So Allah will not let their salah go to waste. He will accept their salat. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّوَ وَجِهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Surely we have seen your turning of your face towards the heavens. So we will surely cause you to turn towards the Qibla which will please you. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. So turn your face towards the sacred mosque. وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ. And O Muslims, wherever you may be, turn your face towards it. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. And indeed those who have been given the scripture know this to be the truth from their Rabb. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is not unaware of what they do. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجِهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely eager for the Qibla to be changed towards Ka'batullah Sharif. And because it was Qibla Ibrahim alayhi salam and Qibla of the Arabs and the whole Arabian Peninsula used to face that Qibla. So it was their pride, it was their place of visiting, it was their place of Hajj and Tawaf and Sa'i and Ibadat. So he loved Ka'batullah Sharif and he was getting impatient to be turned towards Ka'batullah Sharif. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions over here that sometimes you raise your head towards the sky to see if Jibreel is coming with any wahi. So we have seen you turning your face towards the sky in order to wait for the wahi. Well, the wahi is coming down now and we are going to turn you your direction towards the qibla. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. And then this was a promise. And then فَوَلِّ وَجَهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Immediately the promise was fulfilled and he was told that face towards Masjidul Haram. Al-Masjidul Haram, Allah did not say towards Al-Kaaba, Allah said towards Al-Masjidul Haram. Because what is necessary is to be mindful of the direction, not of the Ka'batullah Sharif and the cubic, building itself, the house of Allah itself. The direction is meant, that face towards that direction which will unify the community and keep them, united in one direction. There is one hadith which reports Hakim from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-baytu qiblatun li ahli al-masjid wal-masjid qiblatun li ahli al-haram wal-haram qiblatun li ahli al-ard fi masharikiha wa magharibiha min ummati. That Ka'batullah is the qibla for those who are inside Masjid-i-Haram and who can see the Kaaba. And Masjid-i-Haram is the qibla for the people of Haram, meaning people of Makkah. And the Haram, the whole Makkah, is qibla for the people of the earth. So you have to get the direction, not the Ayn-e Kaaba. If you face that jihad, then your salah is okay. You don't have to face the Ayn and Zat of Kaaba Sharif. You just have to face towards that direction. And this is ajeeb, amazing, that one direction is holding on to one ummah. This is why the qibla is important, direction is important. And man salla salatana wa istaqbala qiblatana wa akala dhabihatana fadhalika almuslimu alladhi lahu dhimmatullahi wa dhimmatu rasulihi is mentioned in one hadith. So qibla is important and this is mentioned over here. Fawallu haythuma kuntum. O Muslims, wherever you are, you should also face in that direction. Wa innal ladhina utul kitab la ya'lamuna annahu alhaqqu min rabbihim. The Ahle Kitab know that this is the truth. Meaning it is written in their scriptures when the good news and glad tidings of the prophets were given that he will face towards both qiblas. So that has happened and they know this. It's written in their books. But they are just being stubborn and refusing to believe. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is not aware of their actions. وَلَئِنْ أَتَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَا تَبِعُوا قِبْلَتَكَ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَتَهُمْ وَمَا بَعْضُهُمْ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَةَ بَعْضٍ وَلَئِنْ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّكَ إِذًا لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And if you were to bring to the people of the book every sign, they would not follow your qibla. And you are not to follow their qibla. Nor do some of them follow the qibla of the others. And were you to yield to their desires after what has come to you of the true knowledge, you will become one of the unjust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Ahle Kitab are stubborn people. And if you were to bring every sign, mu'jiza, miracle, wonder to show them, and they will still not follow your qibla. Because they are stubborn and they have inad in them. And their objection to you is not based upon some dalil or argument. It's just through inad and stubbornness. So they will not follow your qibla. And you are not to follow their qibla. Meaning this is to say that in future as well, this qibla will never be abrogated. And you're never going to turn towards their qibla. This is, some Ahle Kitab had some tama' and desire that Muhammad comes back to our qibla. So Allah cut off that desire, that this is not going to happen, forget it. And wama ba'dhum bitabi'in qiblat ba'd. And let alone following your qibla, they have arguments among themselves, and they don't follow each other's qibla either. And وَلَيْنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاهُمْ, if you follow their desire, meaning if you yielded to their desire and leaned towards them after the knowledge which has come to you, then you will be from the unjust, those who wrong themselves. So do not wrong yourself and do not yield to their desire. Stick to the qibla which you have been given. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of deen and follow to the ability to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.